You're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Remember, you can email me on religionmatterskfm@gmail.com or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That was O Sacrum Convivium from the Palestrina Choir. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Now, the 50th International Eucharistic Congress will be taking place, as you know, in Ireland in 1 week's time. And part of the Dublin preparations is a special Camino-type pilgrim walk. And here to tell me about it is Father Damien O'Reilly from Dublin's Pro-Cathedral. Good morning, Father Damien.
Good morning, Mary. Lovely to talk to you, Brenda. Thank you very much for opportunity to chat with
no
you.
No problem at all. Now, where did the idea of this pilgrim walk come from?
It was actually the idea, the seeds of the idea were my own idea as administrator of the cathedral here in the central city of Dublin. I'm very aware of the richness of some very beautiful churches within the city here, and just reflected on to maybe do something for the Congress, during the Congress, that would bring it out of maybe the RDS onto the street. For the people perhaps who may not get to the RDS during the Congress, to do something different. And so the whole idea of a pilgrim walk, I suppose dating back to the old traditions, which maybe you're all too young to remember, but I do, walk with seven churches on Holy Thursday. So that was where the idea came from. I'm working on the Dublin Preparatory Committee with Bishop Raymond Field. I brought it to the committee and then it took off from there.
Okay, now I know it started yesterday, Saturday, the 2nd of June. So what's involved and how long will it be taking place for?
Yes, the launch of it was with Archbishop Michael Jackson and the Archbishop of Dublin, who were walking from St. Anne's and Dawson Street to Whitefriars Street. They launched the actual walk itself. The walk, as I said, beginning this 2nd of June, going on now until the 16th of June. There are seven churches involved, and the churches are St. James's in James Street, John's Lane in Thomas Street, Whitefriars Street, the Carmelite community. That's the three on the south of the Liffey. Three on north of the Liffey are Church Street, Mary of the Angels and Church Street, one of the oldest churches in Dublin, Halston Street, and St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral. And also St. Anne's and Dawson Street. I'm particularly delighted that St. Anne's have become part of the pilgrim walk, because this Congress is in fact the first Congress of the 50th International Congress, which is the first one to have an ecumenical dimension to it. And St. Anne's and Dawson Street is a very beautiful, I think, jewel in the city of Dublin. And that was the reason why we picked St. Anne's and Dawson Street.
Okay. Now, a lot of people don't know that there's all sorts of very interesting historical facts about each of the different churches. So they're probably going to get a flavour of that during the pilgrim walk. I know, for example, that the relics of St. Valentine are in Whitefriars Street. So there's lots of little nuggets of information like that that they'll get, because they're going to get a passport, a kind of a pilgrim walk passport, like what they get on the Camino. Is that right?
That's correct. The passage is beautifully designed. We ourselves put it here together with the committee, and then the working with the IEC, the International Eucharistic Congress Office, who were tremendous help to us in getting graphic designers and to help us to actually design the passport. In the passport, there are various prayers and all sorts of audio little treats, including a map of the city of Dublin, but also on each page of the seven churches, giving a bit of the background to each of the churches. As you said there, by Fire Street, there's the relics of St. Valentine, but also by Fire Street, which we don't, maybe not too many people know, is the most beautiful shrine to Our Lady of Dublin. And there's a tremendous history to the statue that is in that shrine, because it lay hidden in the ground, buried in the ground from the Middle Ages right through to 1800, I think about 40. So that beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Dublin is in Whitefriars Street. Then to go to John's Lane, magnificent church under the Augustinian community, and they're celebrating in fact the 150th anniversary of the laying of the foundation stone in that church, and they have of course a very beautiful shrine dedicated to Our Lady of Good Counsel. So each of the churches are rich with something special. We chose Church Street, for example. Church Street was because of the great work that Brother Kevin is doing, caring for the feeding the poor every day and the hungry. And there's a great social dimension to the Congress, and that's very important, I think, to mention that it's apart from the spiritual, there's also very practical and social issues being addressed during this Congress. Not something that will just end on the 17th of June in Croke Park with the Statue of Orbis, but something that maybe we can bring into and into life and enriching the life of our church as well after the Congress is all over. So each of the pages of the passport has, and each page will be stamped when you go to each church, you'll get your 7 stamps. You can do this the pilgrim walk in any order you want to, start in any church you want to, but the only church we ask you to finish in is St. Mary's Pro Cathedral. And the reason for that is that being the cathedral church of the diocese, the central church of the diocese, but also here you get your certificate of completion.
Okay. Now, and this is all free, of course, as well. Yeah.
It's all free. Yeah. That's most important for us to highlight.
Absolutely.
It's all free. And you, as you get your passport in whichever church you start in.
Okay.
So you can do 3 churches one day, 3 the next day, whatever, and they have the 2 weeks to do it.
Great. Now, there is a link in Dublin, isn't there, to the actual, Campino de Santiago?
There is very much so, and that's the reason why St. James is in James's Street, because the pilgrims would have boarded the ships down on the quays after getting their pilgrim journey in St. James's Church, which is dedicated, as you know, because it's St. James's in Santiago de Compostela. So it's St. James's Church in Dublin going right back to the middle of the 1800s, and that's the reason why St. James's was picked as well.
Now, do you think that you will make this an annual event? Do you think that if this is successful, I'm sure it will be, that this might be something, again, that could continue on after the Eucharistic Congress, that it could be something that's done on an annual basis or every so often?
I think that's one of the things. Like, one of the things of the Congress is that something is not just going to end, everything is going to end on 70. That if various aspects of the Congress and, all the other events that are taking place, that, yes, we would bring stuff through that would enrich us and continue, because, as you know, in our churches, it's a very challenging time at the moment, time perhaps of an opportunity for that time of renewal and growth and development. And so, yes, as perhaps come to the city of Dublin and as part of a tourist attraction, the pilgrim walk to the 7 churches of Dublin. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Amazing, yeah.
A legacy we could bring on with us.
Be a lovely legacy to have. Father Damien, we have to leave it there this morning. We wish you the best of luck with the rest of it. It's a wonderful idea and we really hope people get on board.
I really thank you very much indeed. God bless to everybody, and we look forward to seeing many people. Just to say, the churches are open from 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. in the evening to cater for everybody.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. We have to leave it there. Okay, good morning.
Bye-bye.
That was Father Damien O'Reilly talking about the Dublin Pilgrim Walk, their own version of the Camino Walk. And as he said, it started yesterday and it runs until the 16th of June. Loads of information on it on iec2012.ie and on the Dublin Diocese website, dublindiocese.ie. Now let's have some more music, and this is Ave Verbum Corpus.